Okay, Simen Reish Samaches says the Mechaber, Umar Vehulu Vetfilas Arvis. So there's a concept of saying Vehulu. Gemara tells us in the Shabbos Kufutes that you become a shutu for the Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying Vehulu. Reish Samaches. A shutu for the Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying Reishis. You're Mefarsim by saying Reishis. It's obviously not Ma'akev. But there's an Indian to say Vechulu. So we generally say Vechulu three times. We say it in Shmona Asrei, we say it after Shmona Asrei, and then we say it before Kiddush, at home, for the people who weren't in Shul. You're supposed to say Vechulu standing up. The question is like Eidus, you know, sometimes I have, the minhag is that people say for davening long, so they go to somebody and they say it after, like to have two people, two Eidim. It's unclear, you know, if that's actually a chiyuv. You already said it in Shmona Asrei, so you said it with the tzibur during Shmona Asrei. But that seems to be the minhag. Certainly can't hurt.
I've seen some people do it, like where they say, "Can you say it with me?"
Right. They want two people to say it together. You know.
But I'm saying, but like, there's no chiyuv to do it.
I don't think it's a chiyuv. It seems like that's a minhag. Fine. Beis. Im tov hiskol tefilas chol gomer osa v'bracha sheniskar ba. So sometimes a person starts davening, and they, you know, by the time they get to slach lanu, they realize they're davening vachadik tefila, because they, like, you know. So what's the halacha if you started davening a weekday davening? So mechaber paskin im tov hiskol tefilas chol gomer osa v'bracha. So a person started a tachonein, you should finish that bracha, because fundamentally, really, on Shabbos we should daven the full Shmona Asrei. It's just that Vitshum Onreg Shavis, we davening is, again, Shmona Asrei is shorter, davening is actually longer, but Shmona Asrei is shorter. So we have a different davening. You have to, Mimaskar Shal Shavis v'Shavis. You have to daven, if you daven the weekday Shmona Asrei, you mention Shavis, you're not Yotzi. If you mention Shavis, then you are Yotzi. So when you say a Tachonein, it's not that it's an inappropriate bracha, it's appropriate. So therefore, you can finish the bracha if you started, if you said a Tachonein. So let's read it inside. Gomer osa bracha sheniskarba sheta umatchil shel Shabbos. Then you continue after you tachanin ladam das. You finish that bracha, and then you begin, you know, the Shabbos, the middle of bracha of Shabbos. Loshna niskar vivircha ata chonein. Loshna niskar vibracha achas vishar brachas. Is in the middle of feinu. You still finish it. Bein ba'arvis im shachas bein musaf im minchah. The first day the mechaber said even by musaf you continue. V'yeshom yishur musaf posik hafilu em zabracha. We hold like the second day that by musaf there's no musaf is a special shabbistic tefillah. So the weekday Shmona Asrei is mufka for musaf. It's not connected. So therefore, if you would start saying a tachonein, you'd stop in the middle by musaf and pick up with the Shmona Asrei, you know, the middle that bracha of the musaf. But when it comes to other tulos, you're supposed to finish the bracha and then continue with Shabbos. Rishulma Zalman pointed out this is true for a person davening a Son of Shmona Asrei. The Chazan mistakenly says a Tachonein, he stops right away. He doesn't finish the bracha. Why? So the idea is that a Chazan is essentially a shliach of the Tzibur. So he's not fulfilling a shlichus. He's a shliach to daven Shabbos Shmona Asrei. So he's davening a weekday Shmona Asrei. So he stops right away, and that would be the halacha according to the Arav Rosh Hashanah. I mean, usually the chazanim are paying more attention to what they're saying. In my experience, the chazan don't mess up. People individually mess up. You know, it happens. You're not thinking, but the chazan hopefully is paying more attention to what he's saying.
We actually hold that nowadays that if you say the words like a tachonein, that you have to
that's the halacha.
Naming words like a tachkedusha or whatever.
It is. Yes.
I think
yes.
Everybody's like landing muscles. Used to correct
screaming out.
So, yeah,
okay,
screaming out.
So, so the question of Alfie Din is he supposed to finish that bracha? So Rishon Zalman says he shouldn't. Gimel, what happens if you just say Atah? Atah is also the first word of the middle brachas of Weekday Shmona Asrei Tachonein. And like you pointed out, it's also the beginning, you know, Atah Kidashta, you know, Atah Echad. Some of the tefillos of Shabbos start with Atah. So the Mechaber paskins in Gimel, a person thinks it's a weekday. It's very rare that a person thinks it's a weekday. Usually, you know, you realize it's Shabbos. You just weren't paying attention to what you're saying. But if you really thought it was a weekday, v'hiskel adaitu d'chol, v'yad k'shamar tevas atah, v'hiskel k'shamar amar chonein, avala hiskel v'shalchol. So in the rare case where you really didn't know it was Shabbos, so just, even the word atah would require that you...
The bracha became picked.
Right. The Gomer also brought, I don't know, pigle, but it became a weekday davening. Aval im haya yodeya shu Shabbos, in most cases, shalom b'chavana, hizkel tevas ata, filo imhu v'tfila shachrish, ena p'sechas v'ata, right? Ena gomer b'richa tachonein, d'chashvina le'ketav v'tfila Shabbos bin zu l'zu. So if you just said ata, since usually we know that it's Shabbos, then we continue atakidashta, you know, and even if it's shachris, it doesn't start with ata, what does shachris start with? So since sometimes it does start with ata, so
Yismach
Moshe, right? Exactly. Thank you. So even though it starts with Yismach Moshe, if you said ata, we'll assume that was like atakidashta. We'll assume it's a different shas. So then you continue just with Yismach Moshe. So in the morning, you know Shabbos, you say ata. Since you know Shabbos, we tell you can. He didn't say chonein. If you said ata chonein, you have to finish the bracha. If you just said ata, so then you're able to move on to Yismach Moshe. Says the Ramad, the Hariyachol Lomar Atakidashta Ata Echad. Your Yotze, if you said by Shachris the bracha of Atakidashta, meaning you said the Friday night tefillah, Shabbos morning, your Yotze, etc.
If you said a complete wrong Shmona Esrei if you it's Shachris and you said a Friday night,
your Yotze, yeah, because you said you have to Shachris, you don't have to go back, right? You don't have to go back. The Musaf is different. Musaf is unique. We'll see that soon. Musaf is unique tefillah. But for if you mix up the Friday night Shmona Esrei, the Shabbos morning Shmona Esrei, the Mincha Shmona Esrei, that's all good. The Seder. Dalid, Mishe is found tefillah shel chol b'Shabbos v'lehiskei shel Shabbos v'leyotza. So the person said a whole weekly Shmona Esrei. He didn't say anything about Shabbos. So he wasn't Yotze Tefillah because you have to mention Shabbos. From his Kishal Shabbos, we talk Shmona Esrei. After Yishal Kava Bracha the Shabbos, Yotze. If you mention then the Shabbos, even though you didn't say a Bracha Mekadosh in Shabbos, you're still Yotze. You're still Yotze.
What does that mean?
It means that you didn't say Mekadosh in Shabbos. You didn't say Mekadosh in Shabbos, but you said it is Shabbos. So the Rama for Muslim, afilu Amar Rak Nasil Fanecha Chavaseinu B'Tmide Yom V'Korban Musaf Yatza. Likewise, Musaf, you don't actually say the Psukim. I think the Sfarim today don't even say the Psukim. They just say this lashon of Nasil Fanecha Chavaseinu. But Arvineg is to say the Psukim by Musaf. But fundamentally, you don't even have to say the Psukim. Just say that we want to be Makriv the Korban Musaf. So there's a lot of discussion here about like Shabbos and Yontif. If you mention it with Shabbos, Rav Magen Avraham says, it's true that if you mention Shabbos and you're chasam b'chol, you're yotze. But if you mention Shabbos, you're chasam b'yontif. And it's Shabbos, then you're not yotze. Because saying Yontif on Shabbos is not true. Saying chol, we need refuah, we need das, also on Shabbos. So then you're yotze if you davened a weekday Shmona Esrei and you mentioned that it was Shabbos. But if you davened a week Shabbos, you davened a Yontif Shmona Esrei, and you said Shabbos, you're not Yotze. If the Siyum was a Yontif to Kasiyum, you're not Yotze. Okay.
Like a lot of times when people realize that they mess up is when they get up to Slach Lanu.
Exactly.
Like a lot of, like, if it's Friday night and then they get up to Slach Lanu, you see them go, they'll cough.
Right. It happens.
Like, that's not like the right thing to do. You're supposed to actually just finish the bracha?
Just to finish the bracha, yeah, 100%.
Wow. Okay. I'll see that.
If you're Misupik, if you dive in the weekday Shmona Esrei, you don't remember. So then you have to go back. We assume that the Shikra to the Lishna, you follow the weekday Shmona Esrei. So if you have a real Safik, you don't really remember. Again, some people have Sfeikos because they just have OCD tendencies. But if you have a real Safik, so then you would have to go back. Fine. Now, if you're not sure if you dive in at all, so on weekdays we have an eitz of a tefillas adava. On Shabbos there is no korban adava, so we don't have a concept of a tefillas adava on Shabbos. So we don't tell a person to daven again, misafek, midin, tefillas adava. That's something we might do on the weekdays, but we wouldn't do that on Shabbos. Fine, let's continue. So, hey, Tavi, Svala Shal Chol B'Shabbos. For the Hiskel Shal Shabbos, you daven the full week Tishrei Asrei. You didn't mention B'Shabbos. If you took three steps back, and the Shulchan Aruch says earlier that three steps back doesn't mean three steps back. It means he said Yud L'Ratzon. So the second Yud L'Ratzon, people say it twice. The second Yud L'Ratzon, that's like effectively end of your Shrin Asrei, right? Even if you didn't take it three steps back, then you have to go to start again. If you read the middle of Shim Shalom or the middle of L'Chaim Nitzor, you realize you said a weekday Shrin Asrei instead of a Shabbos Shrin Asrei, right? You go back after Akel HaKadosh, you continue at Takidasha or Yisach Moshe or whatever it is. Fine. Vav, Hatov et Tefillah Shabbos Umachlik Shal Zob Ezo Eina Chozer. So this mentions before, a person davened, you know, Friday night Tefillah, he said Yisach Moshe, the Shachar's Tefillah, or vice versa. Yer Yotzei. And some say Musaf is different than that, so we paskin. Then by Musaf, if you daven Musaf instead of Shachar, you're not Yotze. If you daven Shachar instead of Musaf, you're not Yotze. But other than that, you're Yotze.
Well, what happens if someone like said the Rosh Chodesh Musaf instead of the Shabbos Musaf?
So he said the Rosh Chodesh Musaf, meaning it was Rosh Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he was supposed to say Tayatzarta.
Yeah,
and he went to the back of the sitter and he said the Rosh Chodesh Musaf.
Or I was thinking even the other way around, like he said you're supposed to say
Tayatzarta,
but he actually said the version of Musaf of he actually said like the regular one at Tikkat Shabbat.
And he just said Yalav Yava or something in the middle.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
So I think you're not Yotze in that case if you didn't say the Musaf of. You didn't mention Korbanos Musaf, and you didn't have a Chasima. You just had a Chasima Kaddish Shabbos. You didn't have a Chasima of Rosh Chodeshim. I think you're not Yotze in that case.
Yeah. Even without Yalav Yavo, like if you just forgot it was Rosh Chodesh.
Right. I think that if you said a regular weekday Musaf, a regular Shabbos Musaf instead of a Rosh Chodesh Musaf, you're not Yotze.
Okay.
If you remember for the Chasima, you can like fix it. But if you don't, so what would you do then? If you took three steps back, you said you Laratza, and you would have to go back to the beginning. And if not, you can go back to the middle bracha, I guess. Mm. That's sort of thing. Excuse me. Okay. Fine. Zayin. Chozim lomar v'chulu mishum yom tov shechal yos v'shabbos. Even though we said you have to say v'chulu, we say v'chulu in davening. So why do we say it again after? Why do you say it twice? So the Chavir says, because on yontif, you don't say v'chulu in the marav, in the yontif davening. So if it's yontif Shabbos, you don't say v'chulu. You say a regular tefillah shlosh regalim. So you want a chavrayin v'chulu, so you say it after. Shein omrim osob tefillah v'gam lahotzi b'she'ena yoteh omrim osob b'kol ram u'ma u'man. So the Machaber says that we say it again because of Yontif. And additionally, there are some of these people who don't know how to say it. They don't know how to daven. So we want everybody to have this connection to Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say it after. We say b'kol ram. We say u'ma u'man. Like I mentioned before, this is something that is connected to the Eidus aspect of it. And that's the minhag to say it vasara. You say it vasara. Even if I'm yichidus, you'd still say it. I think. Just one second. There's a whole discussion. If you're not saying it vasara, maybe you should be chavin korba Torah. You shouldn't say edus biyachid or edus without asara. I think the minhag is even a yachid says it. The minhag is even at home people say about Amida, right? The minhag Ashkenaz is to say Kiddush sitting. Not everybody does this, but the original minhag Ashkenaz is to say Kiddush, and we'll see it soon, say Kiddush sitting, but people stand for Ayyubayichulu. Because there's the aspect. Well, the idea of sitting is the idea of kfius. Most people, you say sit. You're starting the meal, so you sit. Al pi kavali, you're supposed to stand during Kiddush. Many Ashkenazim have that practice. Sephardim certainly have that practice. But the original Minhag Ashkenaz is to sit. And the question is, do you sit for Vayechulu? So I think the Ramah says you should even sit for Vayechulu. Our Minhag is to stand for Vayechulu, because there's like an Eidus aspect to it. And then we sit before those who sit before the Bracha Vagevin. But, okay.
Is that at all halacha, or is it purely whatever you want?
There's a minhagim there. You're certainly yotze either way. It's a question of you should probably do what your father does. I mean, that's what I do.
What does Rabbi do?
My father sits. He stands and he sits.
That's says right after finishes Vayechulu?
Yeah, that's what I... when I have guests, I always let them know, so they're not confused. I say, you can stand, you can sit, whatever you like. I'm letting you know what I do. Usually the guests follow suit, you know. Yeah. That's probably the right thing to do. But I was once at somebody's house where they wash... The real Yakish Minhag to wash
before.
Yeah, so he asked me if I want, I'm willing to. I said, of course I'm willing to. Meaning the Minhag of Makom. So that's it's much more convenient. You know, you don't have to start getting up for the kids, this, that. It's like, I'm the chayah. Yeah. Okay.
Shabbos day, though, is totally fine to sit the whole time.
I think most people sit Shabbos day, no?
Yeah,
I think actually, most people sit Shabbos day. Okay. Fine, Ches. Then the Chazan says, you know, by Marav, we don't usually have Chazar Sashat. Why don't we have Chazar Sashat and Marav? What's the purpose of Chazar Sashat? It's the Motzi.
People
don't know how to daven. So Shachar is a Mincha Rachiyuv. Marav is a Rishos, quote unquote. Today it became like a Chiyuv to do it. But since originally it was a Rishos, they didn't institute Chazar Sashat. But when do we have Chazar Sashat or quasi Chazar Sashat by Marav? On Friday night, right? What does the Chazan say?
Oh, that's why he says...
Magen Avos, that's essentially a condensed Shmona Esrei. Now, but we don't need to say Chazar Sashat B'Marav. We said it. B'Marav is a Rishos fundamentally. So it seems that the time of the Gemara, the shuls were on the outskirts of the city. And on the weekdays, you can carry a lantern with you home. But on Shabbos, you're stuck. So the guy is davening long. He's going to end up being in the dark. He won't dangerous. He's going to walk home by alone. So they wanted to make davening a little longer. So to give people another 2 minutes to finish a Shmona Esrei, so they instituted this tefillah mi'ein sheva. Mi'ein sheva, here it's a miniature, usually there's seven brachas of Shmona Esrei and Shabbos. So this is mi'ein sheva. It's a condensed Chazar Sashatz. So that's the din of Be'en Sheva. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Daled speaks about it, the Sakana, the reason they instituted it. And the Mechaber Paskins, the Omer, Ashas, Beracha, Achaz, Be'en Sheva, the Ein Yachid Omer Osa. Yachid doesn't say, because the whole point is for the Tzibur. The Imiu, Im Yachid, Rosa, Achman, Atzma, Yachal, Omer, Belo, Psicha. If you want to say the middle part, Magin Avos, you could say it. The Minig is a Chazan says the first Bracha. And then the Tzibur sings, okay, Navos, Bidvaro, etc. And then the Chazan continues. Now, some of the posts can bring down that really it's essentially Chazar Sashat. So the Chazan should go over Magen Avos. He shouldn't just continue. Some shuls, you know, the Chazan sings with the Tzibur and then he continues.
Should say it alone.
He should say it separately after, out loud, because he wants to be, you know, essentially be motzi in a vaki or whatever. That's like the original tachanu chazar shas. This is an issue also in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, people daven and sing along with the chazan. You know, Sim Shalom Tova. Everybody's singing. You don't hear the chazan. So is that a problem? So
I heard that issue with Kiddush also.
Yeah, it's an issue. Sometimes people, especially Yamin Rai, they want to get involved. It's great to get involved, but the Pasha says you should hear the Chazan. So if there's a lot of singing, the Chazan should go over it. That's what I think the best thing to do is. It's not always done that way. I'm not sure what the Limud Sklus is. Maybe the assumption is that it's like a Chetzi, it's a Bracha that you would say, I don't know exactly how to formulate it, but the Minhag is not to be concerned about this. Also, many shuls Friday night, they don't go over. Even the Chorot, it's probably better to, but there's probably limud schus for the fact that the Chazan just continues. He doesn't say Magen Avos again. He said it with everybody. Nobody heard him. Or maybe you argue that people close to him did hear him. Maybe he was singing a little louder.
The men on the mat show that he
says it louder.
Chazan waits.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's what I'm saying. That's, I think, ideal. But it's not like that in many shows. Many shows, they sing it together. It's probably limud schus for it. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But
why do you only say that in a set show, though?
Oh, so the Takana was, we're going to get that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a special tachanah was Friday night where you can't carry a candle, so in Yontif you don't say it. And even if Friday night is Yontif, you only say Mekadesh Shabbos. You don't say Mekadesh Shabbos for Yontif, right? Says the Mechaber Yud, "In Omer Bricham Ein Shava Beis Chasanim Vaveilin Teleka Taimed Avachin Lavosh Shayim Nizokin." So here the Mechaber answers your question. The Takana was to say it where? In Shul. In Shul. And sometimes you'll make a Sheva Brachos, or there'll be a Beis Avil, usually three Beis Avil Davins in Shul, but certainly Sheva Brachos. So you're having your own minion in a social hall, in a hotel, or your own minion in your basement. So you don't say Magen Avos because it's not a minion kavua. The Takana was in a Beis Knesses kavua. So this is an issue. What's a Beis Knesses kavua? During the corona, people were diving on the street corners. Many people said in the corona, I don't know if you remember, you said it? There was like, some places had machokas, some places
said it.
Yeah, many places said it. The assumption is that this is like an hour kvius. We have a matzah of corona, so we're going to dive into the street corner. So it's like a kvius of sorts. And sometimes if you go to a hotel, they'll say, well, you have a Sefer Torah here. So the Sefer Torah makes a kvius. It's hard to know exactly what the svar is, how to work it out. But the minhag olam is to be, people want to say it. It's like hard for people to give it up. People are very attached to the main, main shefa. So there's a limit close to say it, but I was once at a hotel. They weren't even davening in the hotel of the shul. Like sometimes in the nearest shul, there's a hotel in the shul. It's not often, people don't daven so much, but like here's a shul, there's a makom that says, basically, it was a pro Pesach program. So they were davening in a tent outside. And they said Magen Avos. So I was like, why did they say Magen Avos? So the rabbi said, listen, you know, if you look here in the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the Prima Gadim is not so into it, but the Magen Avraham says that, you know, you're not Mochem B'Yadam. It seems like people are attached to this idea, and maybe it became like a minhag. So even though from the Mechaber it sounds like you shouldn't say it, there's certainly what's close to say it, even if it's not a minhag kavua. Mm-hmm. But like I said, sometimes you have a claim that it is kavua, that having a Sefer Torah makes it kavua, or something of that nature.
I would think Kal Chomer in those kind of, in like those Sheva Brachos or type minyan. I don't know, at least for me, a lot of the Sheva Brachos or like Ofros that I go to when like all the extended family is there, like a lot of times you have like a non-religious cousin who doesn't know how to daven there. So I think
you're saying it helps them have a yotze.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the whole purpose of it, no?
Well, no, because by Marav we don't have Chazar Shas, because the Marav is a Shas, so we never Masakin Chazar Shas for Marav. So we feel bad that the people don't know how to daven. But from Arav, we don't go the 9 yards to daven. But, okay. In any case, after end of davening, there's a different minhagim. You say Baruch Hu. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Baruch Hu Basra, we say at the end of davening. What about Friday night? So it's brought down, you shouldn't say it, because Friday night, everybody came, it's the whole point is that people come late. So here, by the time they got to Baruch Hu, they come on the Shabbos, the people are already there. Minhag HaSfar is still say Baruch Hu. I think also in the Sfar, they say Baruch Hu Basra, even Friday night, even though it's brought down the Hefech, but that seems to be the minhag. Okay. Yod Aleph. Afish Avish Acher Yantuf Omer Baruch Hu Me'ein Sheva. Here too, we have Friday was Yontif. So everybody, I don't know, what's the Havamin? Why would you not say Me'ein Sheva after Yontif? I'm not really sure what the Havamin is. Meaning Friday was Yontif, and now it's Friday night. So the Maisa, if people are davening long, they're not going to be able to carry the candle back. Anyway, the Maisa, you still say. I'm not sure what the Havamin is. You had Bays, Ain, you shouldn't talk, right? People have a hard time not talking in shul, so you shouldn't talk. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Chasidim, and somebody spoke once, came back in a dream. He was all green. It's not good to not good to speak during
from one to one.
And vayichulu at the end of the Shemana after vayichulu and in Sheva, you shouldn't be talking during the time. Yeah. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Chavav, Ma'aseh b'chasid echad, Sharon l'chasid echad, Moshe b'cholom, Parav on Rikos, Lama v'necham Rikos, Yasem, why are you green? Amar le'pnei sh'ayitzim medaber v'yichulu v'shash ha'ayat tzimur v'omrim v'agin avos v'yizkado. Okay. Fine. Yud Gimel.
We have one question before we
Yeah.
Doing tashlumen for a weekday Shemana Esrei during Shabbos.
So you forgot Friday afternoon Mincha.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens with Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalav Yava. Do you say Tashlumin
on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. So no, that's a discussion. There's a discussion about, there's a Tosfos and Brachos about that. Mm-hmm. One cheshbon is you're saying the wrong Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
So is there, usually we say fundamentally there is a Shlumin even for the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. So for example, if a person forgot, let's say Shabbos Mincha, they'll say Marav twice, even though it's a weekday Marav, but that's not a problem. The problem is on Shabbos, on Friday night, if you forgot Mincha on Friday afternoon, you say, and you say Marav twice, the first one is the same Shabbos, the second one is the same Tashlumin. But here, since there's a suffix, so the concept of Tefillah Nedava doesn't apply. Like I mentioned before, we don't do a Tefillah Nedava. So since there's like a suffix, if you shouldn't do it, we possibly should. But since there's a suffix, I think possibly you shouldn't do it in that case. If I remember correctly, I have to look it up. I'm sure it's discussed maybe in Isha Yisrael. If you forgot Mincha Friday afternoon, do you do two Shmoneh Esreis? And
you do.
I think we generally do, but I seem to remember something about Yalav Yavo, that if you daven Friday afternoon, you just didn't say Yalav Yavo, so now you're going to do Tashlumin, but you're not going to do Tashlumin with Yalav Yavo. Meaning, in a regular case, we forgot Friday afternoon Mincha, so you say Marav twice, 100%. I seem to remember that to be correct, like you're saying. The question that I thought you were asking is if you didn't say Yalav Yavo on Friday afternoon, you davened, you didn't say Yalav Yavo. And now it's Shabbos. So should you say a second Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? You're not going to say Yalav Yavo anyway. So that's a 2 days in Tosfos and Brachos. So I think we pass and generally you do, but like let's say on a weekday, but on Friday night I tell you not to because there's like a suffix, there's a tzaddis, it's feels dava. If you remember correctly, you have to look it up. But okay. Fine. Let's just move to the last sif. Im hispala shel chol v'hizkei shel Shabbos, you dive in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. On Shabbos, Oshelo Yispal Klal, V'shamim Mishas Bracha Mein Sheva Mirosh Vatzof Kiyotza. So just like in a weekday, Chazal Shel Shas could theoretically be motzi you. So too, you can be yotze Mariv through Mein Sheva, through listening to the Chazal. So there's a big discussion here in Mishnah Berurah. Is this that you're saying Mein Sheva, or you're just listening? So if the Eved would tell you, even just listening, you could be yotze, but we tell you not to do that. Like the first, let's say, didn't forgot Yalav Yavo. Well, okay, Yalav Yavo is on Akev on Arshadish, but let's say at Marav. But let's say it was Friday night of Chol HaMoed. So you forgot Yalav Yavo. So if you don't say Yalav Yavo in Marav on Chol HaMoed, you have to go back. It's not like Arshadish. So then we would tell you daven again. We don't tell you to listen to the Chazan. But if you did listen to the Chazan and intended to be Yotze, you're Yotze. Mm-hmm. So getting back to the suffix I mentioned before, a minute ago, about a person who forgot Yalav Yom on Friday, and now it's just Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so should he do a second Shmoneh Esrei? So if I remember correctly, they tell him not to do a second Shmoneh Esrei, but they tell him to try to be Yotze with the Chazan. Like in this instance over here, that by listening to the Mein Sheva, you're Yotze the Tashlum. Okay, but I don't know, we have to look it up. Let's see if we can do another simon. Reish samich tes kiddush beis akneses. No, hagin lekadosh beis akneses. Vein lekadosh litom yain kiddush ella matimim lekatan. This is something that most people who grow up in Chutz Laaretz are familiar with. They make kiddush on Friday night in most shuls in Chutz Laaretz. Here in Israel, it's came out unheard of. I mean, there are some places. I was once at a shul in Zichron Yaakov. It was like a shul from the Moshavot, like from Rothschild built the Zichron Yaakov. So they still say Kiddush on Friday night. But in most places in Israel, they don't. Why do you say Kiddush b'chol in shul Friday night? So from the Gemara, it sounds like people would eat in shul. Yeah. Today, nobody eats in shul. And yet, the time of the Rishonim, the minhag remained to say Kiddush. And all these different explanations in Rishonim that is maybe to teach people how to say Kiddush, or there's a refuah aspect to the wine of good for your eyes, or different explanations what the significance of Kiddush in Shul on Friday night is. At the end of the day, the minhag in Chutz Laaretz by the Ashkenazim is to say Kiddush. And here in Israel, because of the Gra, the Ashkenazim generally don't say Kiddush. The Mechaber doesn't recommend it. Nuhagim l'kaddish, it's like the minhag. You give it to a katan. What type of katan do you give it to? Do you give it to a katan shegir lechinuch because he's yotzei the hagefen, his kavan is yotzei, or do you have to give it to a katan who's not is under gir lechinuch because ain't kiddush alakam suda? So you're giving him wine, he's not going to have a suda. So what type of kiddush is this? So some people give dafka to a younger katan. Most shuls, I don't know. The most shuls give it to younger kids, right? I think.
The youngest person.
Okay. So let's say somebody said, oh, kids. Sometimes you have a place, there are no kids. I was in an old age home. There were no kids. So the chazin should drink a ravias. Then he's yotzei kiddush, because according to some, the kiddush, the suda, the wine itself counts like a suda. So he goes home, he says kiddush for his wife. But you know, fundamentally, he's yotzei through that kiddush.
Totally shouldn't do that, though. Like, no.
I mean, that's where, if you say the kiddush, so somebody has to drink.
You have like a meal?
You're yotzei with the evid, with the
hagavan?
With the gevin, yeah.
Can you call it something like that, a brachah? Again, for those categories,
I mean, it seems like the Minhag Yisrael has to do this. So, look, in the old age home, if the person's going to eat there, so he can have kavana to be yotzei, because vakum suda, even though ideally it's the same room, if you have das, we assume it applies to other rooms too. So, give
yotzei. Think about it, like a regular Yom Yisrael, like if someone makes kiddush and then drinks, he's not going to have a meal.
I know, but we assume the gef, the wine itself is the meal. He'll drink not just a lama lugav, he'll drink a whole ravias. And then I'll say Allah Geffen. And if he's going to go home and he lives alone, so he wouldn't have to make Kiddush. If he's going to have a wife, a family, so I'll say it for the family. And again, some people are against it, they're uncomfortable with this, but this is a Minhag Yisrael, so it's hard to, you know, uproot. Right? To Ein Kiddush Al Kam Suda. And we call it Loniskan Elvish for the Orachim, since Machabri, the original Tachana was for the Orachim. Even though today we don't have guests who eat in Shul. Lo batla hatakana, the kana remains. Vizu tam shemakomas nahagul the kaddish v'sekneses. Aval yoser tov lahanik shalol the kaddish. The mechaber says it's better not to. That's why here in Eretz we don't. Chen minag Eretz Yisrael. It sounds from like the mechaber that the Sfarim mechotzar did have this minag. I don't know today. I think in many Sfarim shuls they don't do it, right? But apparently one time they did. Vinagul amod b'shash mekaddish v'sekneses. The minag is to stand. Even though Rama speaks about the fact that we usually sit for kiddush, that's the Ashkenazi minag. But in shul they stand. Obviously, on Friday, on Pesach night, they didn't have this minhag. There was no minhag to make kiddush. You know, it's part of the kozos and everything. But on a regular Friday night, the minhag was to make kiddush. Obviously, on Sukkot, you know, you're not in the sukkah, so they don't do it either. Questions, comments?
I have questions, but I'm going to save them until after. They're about kiddush in general. Not about, like,
so we're going to learn about kiddush soon. That's Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. It's about Dine Kiddush. We're okay, nice. I don't know if we'll get there today, but
okay.
Simon Reish Ayin, or Ayin Reish. I don't want to say Ra, so we say R. Nohagin Lomar Perak Mamed Likin Vasfardim Omri Vosok Kodim Tfilas Arvis Vuhu Dinoch. The Minigan say the Perak Mamed Likin, the second Perak of Shabbos, the Mishnayis, on Friday night. What's the point in saying it? So it's very brought down in the Siddur of Amun Gon, one of our earliest Sidurim. There's a machlokas what the reason is. Some say that it was a way of reminding people to light candles and to shlosh advarim, have to say sartem. The problem is we say it already later. We say it like, you know, it's already after Shkia usually. So it's a little bit late. So maybe they would daven early, so it was a way of reminding them to do it. Others say that it was instituted against the Kiraim. The Kiraim didn't want to have Shabbos candles because they held that the Pasuk, you shouldn't have Eish b'chol moshoseichem, means you have to be sitting in the dark. So we don't hold like that. So we emphasize that we're not Kiraim. We believe in Torah Peh, and we believe you can have candles. Some say...
Which is that?
Pardon?
The Kiraim?
Yeah.
The carrots.
The carrots didn't...
Well, I was thinking the Tzidukim.
Suk and Karam, they're different groups.
I think they both had the same main plank in their platform. You know?
So the Mechaber sounds like you read it Kodem Tfilas Marif. There are some who would say it after Marif. From the way the Mechaber presents it, it sounds like you daven Marif, you say Kiddush, and then you say Vemet Likin when you're about to go home. So what's going on with that? It's like... So some want to say that it's like another buffer. Maybe the guy's having a really long Shemun Asrei. Magen Avos wasn't enough for him. Shem wasn't enough. So he's Rabbi Sheshivish. He's having 10 minutes longer than everybody else. So 2 minutes for Magen Avos, 3 minutes for Magen Avos.
And then...
one
takana against long Shemun
Asrei. Oh, exactly. I hear. Okay. Some say it's connected Hataya Vener, that people shouldn't go home and start fidgeting with the candles. So we remind them not to do that before they go home. So you say it right before you go home. The Sfarim say Kigavna. They don't say this. They have a minute to say Kigavna. and said if a mem leakin. Some shuls here said they say both. When I daven, they say both. They say if a mem leakin, and then they say Svar Torah, and they say Kagavna, and then they can name it Baruch.
When does Svar Torah say Kagavna? At the end?
No, it said before Baruch. Kagavna ends with Baruch. It seems like it was instituted. If you don't have a minion, you want to say Baruch, but that Ketah of the Zohar ends Baruch Hashem Mavarach. I mean, so you're reading it as a text. You're just like a person, let's say, is a Masufik of a Bracha, so you can read the Bracha in the Gemara. Like, you know, so that's such an Eitzah right there. Fine, the Seder. On Yontif, we don't say about Madlikin, because in Yontif you can light with any Shmanim. If the Ikar Tam is to tell you what to light with, so on Yontif you can light with any Shmanim. We're not concerned about Shemayat. And Yontif, that's Chal on Shabbos, the Pasha says you should say it, but the Ramah says we don't say it. Look at the Ramah. Ve'enu hagen, v'yesh, 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 she'en omri osob Yontif, shechal yos perev Shabbos, v'yesh, she'en omri osob Shabbos shal Chanukah, ve'enu hagen kein v'chanukah v'shabbos shal Cholomoyed, ve'enu hagen kein v'chanukah, v'shabbos shal Cholomoyed, in omri osob. V'chein v'yontif, shechal yos v'shabbos, in omri osob. So they're different in hugging about this, but I think the prevalent minhag is on Yontif, you don't say it. On Friday night, that's also Yontif, you don't say it. There's a whole discussion about Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? You don't want to make Kabbalah Shabbos. It's also Yontif. It's like a bizarre Yontif Yontif. Or if Yontif is on Friday, you don't want to make Kabbalah Shabbos because then you're like pushing Yontif away. Different minhagim. Some people don't say it at all. Some people say a more mitzumsam version. Like in the Nusach Sfar, they say like, you know, the first two lechadodis, the last two lechadodis, if you're familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
They're different minhagim. Everybody should follow their minhag. The Mishnah points out on Yom Kippur that Chalias Shabbos, you don't say Kabbalah Shabbos. Because there's no Yisham Yaseira because of the tainus.
Wait, there's no
Yisham Yaseira. I think the Mishabura says that here. Where is Mishabura? Hey, v'chein yom kippur shachalis v'shabbos in omer oso. It doesn't say the reason. I think that's the reason. He's talking about v'madlikin. What about Kabbalah Shabbos? I just put that in here. It's not really found. Mm. Maybe you want to start the next sermon, or we call it a day.
I'm good to be around. We'll be done in my version.
Okay, let's begin the next sermon. There's a few if in the next sermon. Sermon Reish Ein Aleph Dina Kiddush. Shiavu LeBeis Gemar Lechem Yad. So what's Kiddush about? Just a little background. There's a mitzvah Zochar Simchas Shabbos Lekadsho, mitzvah of Zachrei Al Yain to show that Shabbos is a special day. Is a machlokas what exactly the purpose of Kiddush is. Is it like Divrei Shevach? The Rambam speaks about showing Shabbos, saying Shabbos is special. The Rambam speaks about being Mekadei Shabbos, like trying to, being Mekadei Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is Kadosh Me'elav, just like a Bechor is Kadosh Me'elav, mitzvah Lakdisha. It's a mitzvah to make Shabbos Kadosh. Either way, the content of Shabbos, of Kiddush is Divrei Shevach, or Divrei Kiddush. And we say Mekadesh Shabbos. The Ikar Zman here, the Mechaber brings it down, is right at the beginning of Shabbos. You should right away eat. Obviously, you don't eat until you make Kiddush. You make Kiddush right away. Now, it doesn't mean you have to make your wife crazy. Obviously, you have to be normal. But you shouldn't, all things being equal, you shouldn't delay making Kiddush. The idea of making Kiddush is done at the beginning of Shabbos. Right? Kiddush should even be done before Shabbos starts. Right? Make an early Shabbos, you can make Kiddush Friday afternoon before Shabbos. You know, it's an hour and a quarter. People make an early Shabbos.
Well, I always remember one time I went to someone's house when I was in Israel. One of my friends brought me to like a second cousin or whatever, someone in Israel. Uh-huh. And I went to the house and we went like davening and came back. And they're like, okay, like we don't eat for like, another 2 hours. We're going to go read magazines for the next like 2 hours.
Sometimes it's Friday night.
That's craziness. Yeah. Right. But like they're saying that.
That's not ideal. Friday night, some people look, if you're not hungry, Shabbos starts at 4. So you come home from Shul at 5:30. And in the weekdays you eat at 7, so maybe you're for young kids usually people are happy to eat. Most people, I don't know, for something Friday night it feels like it's 10 o'clock even though it's 6:30. It's like, you know, always. But there are people who don't, it's not a shock for them to eat that early. You know, they don't have kids, whatever. So,
Not do Kiddush during 1 hour?
Oh, so there is such a thing, I'll be Kabbalah, like that yeah. There's a mazel. Yeah. It seems like the Minhag Ashkenaz was always to make early Shabbos, even in the winter. I wouldn't get it.
To avoid that.
It's weird because it doesn't go by halakhic hours. It goes by like it went by the like.
Is that right? I don't remember. I mean, yeah. I've looked at it once.
Yeah, I have the only ones.
You were in some place they wouldn't make it during that time.
See this guy's house.
You have to wait. Yeah. Okay, so Lamaisa, it seems like Alpinigla, it's best to come home and to make Kiddush when you can, as soon as you can. They say the Chofetz Chaim once skipped Shalom Aleichem because he had poor guests. He said, the Malachim can wait, the guests are hungry. So I don't think you say Shalom Aleichem, you say Yishez Chayil, you say what you have to say, and Vinachas, Basimcha, but ideally you shouldn't push off to making Kiddush. Idea of making Kiddush the beginning of Shabbos. But again, Shalom Bayis is a good reason to push it off. So the Magen Avraham brings this down because the you didn't want to make because of the mazel of Ma'adim. Our minhag today is to make Kiddush right after Shabbos begins. In the winter, we don't make early Shabbos, even though it seems like in Ashkenaz, like I said, they would always make early Shabbos. Now, Kiddush needs to be made al yayin. There's a machlokas rishonim if that's a din d'oraisa. Right? Those who learned daf yomi, we just started nazir. So the gemara we're taking daf nazir sounds like that there's a mitzvah in a Torah to make kiddush al yayin. The pashas is not the case. Pashas is kiddush is just mekadesh Shabbos. Mm-hmm. During davening he goes to kiddush. In divrei shevach, there's a tachanan d'rabbanan to make kiddush al yayin. So that's a machlokas rishonim. But the pashas is the kiddush al yayin is only din d'rabbanan. But either way, that's how we do. We if you can, unless you're poor, you don't have wine, then you make it on bread. But most people are able to afford.
Only have to make it on bread. It's just only if you're poor. Because I've seen people do it just on out of convenience. They just
Really? I heard the Chofetz Chaim used to make kiddush on bread because he just couldn't afford wine. But I don't think that if you just don't like wine, I don't know if that's a hetter. I mean, the mitzvahs to the certainly be rabbanan make kiddush on wine.
I've seen where somebody came late to a suda in my house one time.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, you can make kiddush. He's like, no, I'll just wash them. I'll make kiddush on the bread.
I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think it's a takanas chazal to make kiddush on one wine.
I was in Whistler, Canada, in the middle of nowhere. And I thought that,
you didn't have any wine.
I didn't. I okay. Said it did not bring grapes or
right, so you're stuck.
So yeah.
Wine is the type of thing that you have to have a hechsher, a good hechsher for. You can't like it's on. So in the middle of nowhere, you can find. You don't want to stand
It's also relatively hard to plant. It's out of other places.
Is it? I mean, okay.
We found these Italian rolls.
Yeah,
right.
It's always one roll.
Yeah.
Potato roll. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Fine.
We were able to find kosher hair in there. It was so random. So random.
So there's a big one achronim about davening. Should you have kavan when you daven to mekayim in the midst of kiddush? Some achronim say you shouldn't. Because if you were mekayim kiddush for davening, you say you come home, you only chayiv in drabanan, your wife is chayiv in the Torah, so then how are you motzi your wife? Pashas says that you're yotze kiddush min Torah by davening. And that you should be chayiv. Now that's the mitzvah, the kaddish Shabbos. The show Shabbos is special. But there's a debate about that. Most people don't think about it. They just daven. They don't think, are they Yosei Kiddush or not Yosei Kiddush?
You end up making Kiddush multiple times throughout the
day. Right. Well, the Kiddush by day is just a Geffen. It's not really Kiddush. But the Kiddush of Baruch Atah Hashem Kaddish HaShabbos, it's a Divrei Shevach or Divrei Kiddush, saying that's the Kiddush. So what we say in Shmoneh Esrei, and we say at home, that's Kiddush.
Can you officially eat right after? Right after Shmoneh
Esrei? So you have to make Kiddush al Yayin. Or if you don't have wine, to make kiddush on bread. You can't just be yotzeik through.
Oh, right.
Just like by Avdallah, you make Avdallah in davening, and then you make Avdallah al kos. So too, by kiddush, you make kiddush in davening.
It's a little bit weird. It would be a legit kiddush that's added into the nusach tefillah, but then it actually, by definition, can't be a full kiddush.
But it's not so different because by Havdalah it's the same thing. Right. There's Havdalah of a tefillah and there's Havdalah al kos. So Havdalah right. Tefillah, you're not supposed to eat after you daven. You're supposed to only eat after you make Avdallah al kos. So there are different days. Some Chachamim say you should have kavanah to be yotzei, and some people don't think about it. I think most people don't think about it. Are they yotzei kiddush min Torah? Oh, they not. But, okay, you're saying.
I mean, we're not eating anyway.
Okay, fine. So let's stop here, and we'll pick it up next time.